Father, as we prepare for the foot washing, I want You to anoint me from on high with the Holy Spirit, so that the words that You have given me to prepare for a beautiful communion with You through communion service, Lord, will come out succinctly, clearly, and help us all draw closer to You. So use me in spite of me, Lord, so that we can see and hear Jesus, for then our lives will be changed and we'll be more like You. So hear us, help us, and thank You. You never fail, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, notice the title of the sermon. Why not the Passover? Now, I don't know if any of you have noticed this, but I have, and I'm sure some of the rest of you have. There seems to be a groundswell, so to speak, of individuals who suddenly believe that if you're not keeping the old Jewish festivals, that you're missing something fantastic, and that we should be even keeping them, like the Passover, for example. So as we prepare for communion service, I'm just going to take the Passover, and I'm going to show you why we don't keep the Passover. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but when they tell you that you should be doing it, I want to show you from the Bible that that is not the case. Okay, so I would like you at this time, if you would, to take your Bibles and turn to Exodus, the 12th chapter, and let's read about the original Passover. Children, what am I going to ask you? Where are your Bibles? Children, hold your Bibles up high. Children, Bibles, look at that. All right, children, now open them to Exodus, the 12th chapter. This is the Word of God, and our children, we want to be filled with the Word of God. Some of us adults did not have the privilege as children to be filled with the Word of God. We're going to make sure our children are. You got Exodus 12? Everybody, say amen. Okay, we're going to look at the Passover. The question is, why not the Passover? Okay, I want to begin reading at verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both
Father,
man
and
beast,
for the foot washing,
and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute
I
judgment.
I want you to anoint me
I
from
am
on
the
high.
Lord.
With the Holy
now
Spirit.
The blood shall be a sign
so that
for you,
that you
on
given me
the
to
house where you are,
for
and when I see the blood, I will pass over
service,
you,
will come
and
out
the plague shall not be on you
clearly,
to destroy you when I strike
draw closer
the land
to you.
Of Egypt.
So
you, so
this
me
day
me, Lord,
shall be
so that
to
we
you
can see
a
and hear
what?
Jesus.
Memorial,
for then our lives will be changed,
and you shall
and we'll
keep
be more
it
like
as a
so hear us,
feast
help us, and thank
to the
you,
Lord
never
throughout
fail,
your generation.
In Jesus' name,
you shall
Amen.
Keep it as a feast.
Okay, notice the
by
title
an everlasting
of the sermon
ordinance.
Why?
Now I want
not
to stop right there.
The Passover,
and I want to ask this
now,
question.
I don't know if any of you have noticed
how
this,
are we
but
to
I
understand
have,
this?
I'm sure statement. Some of the rest
it's
of you
memorial.
Have. There seems to be.
I'm going to tell you how we're to understand
a groundswell, so
take
to speak,
a look
of individuals who suddenly believe that
the
if
Passover
you're not keeping the old
was
Jewish
to be both commemorative and
that you're
typical,
missing something
not only
fantastic,
pointing back
and that
to
we
the
should
deliverance
be even keeping
Egypt,
them, like the
but
Passover, for
forward
example.
To so the
as
great
we prepare for communion service,
was
I'm
to
just going to take the Passover,
sacrificial lamb,
and I'm going to show you why we don't keep the
that's
Passover.
That's how we're to understand this.
Not that there's anything wrong
we're
with it.
We're to understand
but
that the Israelites
tell
were told that
you
every
should
year
be
at this very
it,
time,
I want to show
starting
you
from
the
Bible,
day
in
Egypt when
the
they
case.
Left. The next day they
okay, so
exited.
I would like you at this
exited.
Time, if you would, to take your
you
Bible
are
and
to
turn to
hold
Exodus,
feast.
The 12th chapter.
And that feast
and let's read about the original Passover.
Of how
children
God passed over your
what
house.
What am I going to ask you?
And your firstborn wasn't slain. What Where kept the death are your angel Bibles? From visiting
Children, hold your Bibles
house,
up high. Children,
Bibles.
Look at that.
Yeah.
But all right, children. Now open them
forward
to Exodus, to what? The 12th chapter. This is the Word of
okay.
God and our children.
There it is.
We
it
want to be filled with the Word
Passover
of God.
Some
event,
of us adults
did not have
the
privilege as children to be filled.
So that's
filled
why
with the Word of God.
How
we're
we
make
are
sure
to
our
understand
children
are. You got Exodus 12?
This is why
everybody?
He told
Amen.
Them to keep.
Okay,
the,
we're going to look at the Passover
feast.
The question is
now,
why not
the, next
the Passover?
Question. Why?
Okay, I want to begin reading at verse 12.
Supper, and don't tell me that the is spelled wrong.
For
I
will
it.
Pass through the land of that, Egypt
that,
on that
that's how you
night,
spell it in Italian.
And will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt,
why the
both
Lord's
man
supper.
And beast.
Okay,
see, we're moving
and
right along.
All the gods
so take your Bibles
Egypt,
now and let's
I
go to Luke.
Execute judgment.
We'll go to Luke 22, verse 7.
I
Children,
am the Lord.
Now go to the New Testament.
Now the blood shall
the third
be
gospel
a sign for
to
you on
about Jesus
the house
Luke.
Where you
Dr.
are.
Luke
and when
this,
I see the blood, I
we're
going to
look at 22, verse 7.
You, and the plague shall not be
and,
on
and what
you
we're looking
to
for
destroy
here
you
is
when I strike
the land
the
of Egypt.
Okay.
So this day shall
right,
be
we want
to
start with
you
verse 7.
A
I thought
what?
You'd enjoy the history here
memorial.
If you haven't read it in a while.
And you shall keep
here's
it,
how it took
as,
place.
As a
then came
to the Lord
of
throughout
unleavened
your generations.
Bread. When the Passover
you shall keep it as
must
a feast by an everlasting
killed.
Ordinance.
Thank you.
I want
and
to stop right there.
Peter and John
and
saying,
I want to ask
go
this question.
The Passover for us. That
how
we may
are we
eat.
To understand
so they
said to him, this?
They, where do you
it's
want
a
us
memorial.
To prepare? And he said,
I'm going to tell you how we're to understand.
When you
this.
Have entered the city,
take a, look
a
here.
Man will meet you carrying a
the
pitcher
Passover
of water.
Was
follow
to be both
commemorative
and
typical,
not only
then you
pointing
shall
back
to the
to
master
the
of
the
house
from Egypt,
the teacher,
but
said to
forward,
you.
To
where
the
is
great
the
deliverance
room,
which
where
Christ
I may eat
was
the Passover
to accomplish,
with my
the
disciples.
Sacrificial lamb represents
then
the
he
lamb
will
of God.
Show you a large furnished
that's how
upper
we're to
room,
understand this.
There make ready.
We're to
so
understand that the Israelites were told that every year at this very time,
to them,
starting
the
first day
the
in Egypt, when they
and
left,
when the hour
the next
had come,
day they
he sat
Exodus,
down with the 12 apostles
Exodus,
with him.
You are to
and then he
hold
said to
feast.
Them,
and that feast is to remind you
desire,
of how God
desired
passed
to eat this
over
Passover
your house
with you before
and
I
your
suffered.
Firstborn wasn't
for
slain.
I say to you,
what kept the death
I will
angel
no longer
from visiting
it
the house
until it is fulfilled in
the
kingdom the
blood.
Of God?
Yeah.
Then he took
but
the cup and gave thanks and said, take this cup
what?
And divide it among yourself.
Okay.
For I say to
there
you,
it is.
I will not
it
drink
back
of the fruit of
the
vine
to the Passover event,
until the kingdom
but
of
forward
God
to the cross
comes.
Of Calvary.
Then he
so
took bread and he gave thanks and he broke
how
it
we are
and he
to
gave it to them, saying,
"This
is my
this
body,
is why
which is given
he
for
told
you.
Them to keep.
Do this
the,
in remembrance
Passover
of me."
Feast. Now the next question.
Likewise, he also took
why
the cup
the
and
Lord's
after supper,
don't tell
saying,
me that the spelled wrong,
"This
I just
cup."
Saw it.
Is the new covenant in
now,
my
that,
blood,
that's how
which
you spell
is shed
it
for
in
you.
Italian. All right, I want to stop right there, and
why
I want
you
the Lord
to notice
suffer.
Something.
Okay? See, we're moving right along. So take your Bibles now, and let's go
how
to Luke. We'll go to Luke 22,
to
verse 7. Children,
this.
Now go to the New Testament.
First of all,
this, in my
third
Bible,
gospel,
I have these
two
headings.
About Jesus,
and in Matthew,
Luke,
Dr.
Mark,
Luke
and
wrote
Luke,
this,
it says, Jesus
we're
going to
look at 22, verse 7,
the Lord's Supper.
Does anybody have that in their Bible?
And what we're looking
Jesus
for here is
the
why
Lord's Supper. Notice
the Lord's Supper.
The disciples
okay.
showed up to take care of the two.
All right, we
want to
start
Passover.
With
verse 7. I thought you
and when
enjoyed
they got
the history
there,
here,
Jesus if you haven't read it in a while,
the
here's
Lord's
how it took place.
Supper.
Then
so,
came the day of unleavened bread
to understand
when
this.
The Passover must be killed.
Thank
let's
you.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
And he sent Peter and
let's
John
see how we're
saying,
to understand
go and prepare
this.
The Passover
let's
for
try
us
to figure out
that
exactly
we may eat.
What Jesus
so they said to him,
meant
where
when
do you want us to
prepare
the Lord's Supper?
And he said,
Paul wrote this to
when
the
you
Corinthian
have entered
believer,
the city,
the
a man will meet
Corinth.
You carrying a pitcher of water.
follow him into the house which he enters. Then you shall say to the master of the house. In my heading here, we're going to read verse 23, but starting in verse 17 in my Bible, it says,
Passover with
conduct at the Lord's Supper.
Then he will show you a large furnished upper room.
There make ready.
So they went. Institution
and found
of the Lord's
it,
Supper.
Just
here's
as
what
he
Paul
had
said
to them.
Paul said,
they prepared the Passover.
For I,
and when the hour had come, he sat down
from
with
the
Lord
12 apostles with him.
That which
then
I
he said
also
to them,
deliver to you.
I, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this
that
Passover
the Lord
with
Jesus,
you before I suffer.
On the same night in which
for
he was
I
betrayed.
Say to you,
I'm
I will
there.
No longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
When
then
did Paul receive this from the
and
Lord?
And gave thanks and said, take this cup and divide it among yourselves.
It says, after
for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of
from
the vine
the Lord
until the kingdom of God
also
comes.
Now give or deliver to
then
you.
He took bread and he gave
when
thanks
he
and he broke
this?
It. And he gave it to them saying, this is my body, which is given
when he
for you.
40 days in the wilderness.
Do this in remembrance of me.
Remember, on the road
likewise,
to Damascus,
he also
was struck blind, and Jesus spoke to him out loud. And then after
and
he
after
got
supper,
his act together,
saying,
was baptized,
this
and
cup
had to flee for persecution,
new
he spent 40
in my
days
blood,
in the wilderness. God spoke
which
to him.
Is shed for
Jesus
you.
Jesus said to Paul, here's
all right, I
want to
stop right there,
and
I
want you
to notice
institute.
Something.
Do you see that? On the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread.
Are we to understand?
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,
first
take,
of all,
eat, this is
in
my
body
Bible,
which is broken
for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Matthew,
in the
Mark,
same manner,
Luke,
he also took
says,
the cup after supper, saying, this cup
the
is
Lord's
the new
supper.
Covenant in my blood.
Anybody have
this
that in
do
their
as
Bible?
Often as you drink it
Jesus
in remembrance of me.
The Lord's
now, folks,
supper.
You
notice
have
it.
To understand something. Luke
the disciples
was
showed up
not
to
in the upper
of,
room.
To take part in the Passover.
Luke was a physician and later
there,
on
Jesus
a believer in Jesus and was so overwhelmed by the
supper.
By the impact that Jesus made on his life. He scoured the earth and interviewed every single disciple.
This?
And he wrote to you what they told him. But that is
let's
not
turn to 1 Corinthians
what Paul
chapter 11.
Says here.
Let's
Paul
see how
says,
we're to understand this.
For
let's try
I
to figure out exactly
from the
what
Lord
Jesus meant
that
when
which
he
I now
instituted
give
the Lord's
you.
Supper.
Paul wrote this see? To the Corinthian believer, the believers in Corinth.
So how do
Corinth.
We understand this?
I'm going to read the last verse.
Chapter 11,
verse, I left off.
And notice
at
the
verse,
wordings here.
At the end of verse 25.
In
it
my
says,
heading here, we're going to read
do,
verse 23, but starting at verse 17 in my Bible, it says,
in remembrance
conduct
of me,
at the Lord's
or
Supper.
As often as you
but
eat
above
this bread 23
and
it
drink
says,
this
institution,
you
of
proclaim
the Lord's,
death until
institution
comes.
Of the Lord's Supper. Here's
are you
what
ready?
Paul said.
Paul said,
you
for
proclaim
the Lord's death
receive
you do the Lord's Supper
from the Lord. That which I also deliver
to you.
Back to Calvary. And
till
he
Lord
comes,
Jesus,
it says,
on the same night in which
you
he
are
was
looking
betrayed.
Forward to what?
I'm going
to
stop there.
The second coming of Jesus
this.
Christ. So why the Lord's Supper?
When
because we are not
this from
to now hop over the cross of Calvary, which was the most astounding event that ever occurred in the history of the universe except for
from the Lord
Bethlehem.
That which I also
God
now
being born a baby,
to you.
A helpless
when did
human
receive this?
Baby. We are not to look over Calvary back
when he spent
to the Passover.
40 days in the wilderness.
We are to look to the event that
remember,
fulfilled
the
Passover.
On the road to Damascus, he was struck
when
blind,
Jesus,
and Jesus
died
spoke
on Calvary's
loud, and
cross,
he
that
got
is the essence of Christianity.
Had to flee
so
for
when we break bread and when we drink wine, we
Jesus
are looking
to
back
Paul,
to Calvary. But
what I
we are looking
to
forward
institute.
To what?
Did
say
you
it.
See that?
The second
on
coming
the night
of
in which
Jesus
he was
Christ,
betrayed,
hallelujah.
He took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
But why I don't,
in the same manner,
he also took the cup after supper,
saying, "I am not hopping over the greatest event in the history of the universe,
and in my blood,
and looking back to something that really has
drink it in remembrance of me."
Now, folks,
like
you have
would
to
have
understand
great
something,
Luke,
Jews,
was not
because
in
it is
the upper room.
Cross.
Luke
that
was
brought
a physician
me here
and later on a believer in Jesus
what I
and
am,
was so overwhelmed
and what I'm looking
the,
for now is not a
impact that Jesus
Benz,
made on his life. He scoured the earth
Christ.
And interviewed every single disciple.
And so
and
why
he wrote
the Lord's
to you what
Supper.
They told him.
I'll show you why the Lord's Supper.
That is not what Paul says
I thought
says
the children
here.
Would like that.
Paul says,
let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 5:7.
And
who here
the
congregation
that,
without turning
which I
there
now
can tell
give
me what
to
it says.
You.
See?
I know there's some.
So how do we understand this?
The last part.
I'm going to read the
it
last
says,
verse.
Therefore purge
verse,
out the
I
old
left
leaven.
Off at verse,
that
at
is the Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Verse 25. It says, this do.
Lost my place.
As often as you drink it,
seven,
in remembrance
thank you.
Of me.
Therefore, purge
for
out the old leaven that
you
may you
eat this
be
bread
a new
and
lump,
drink this cup,
since
you,
you truly
the Lord's
are unleavened.
Until
for indeed,
he comes
Christ.
Are you ready?
Are what?
You proclaim
our Passover
the
lamb
when you do the Lord's
was
supper.
Sacrificed. The fulfillment of the Passover
you're
was the cross of Calvary.
Back. To Calvary.
So without being critical of anybody else,
and till he comes,
we don't
it
keep
says.
The Passover.
You are
we don't
looking
feel it
forward
necessary.
To what?
But if you do, go ahead.
The second coming of Jesus Christ.
But we
so
don't
why the
Jesus
Lord's
is
Supper?
The sacrifice.
Because we are not
Jesus is
to
the
now
Lamb of God
hop
takes
over
the
cross
of
Calvary,
which
that
was the most
Calvary's
astounding event
here,
that ever occurred in the history of the universe, except for
and
Bethlehem.
And will keep bringing you here.
God being born a baby,
here.
A helpless human baby.
So why the Lord suffered?
We are not to look over Calvary back to the
to
Passover.
The two of the three
we are to
events.
Look to the
first
event that fulfilled
Bethlehem,
the Passover.
Second was Calvary,
when
and
Jesus
third
died
is
on Calvary's cross, that is the
of
essence
Jesus
of Christianity.
And what
so
an
when we break bread and when
and
we
so
drink
notice,
wine,
Passover
we are looking back to Calvary, but we are looking
to the cross,
forward to
the
what? Say it.
Looks back to
the
cross
second coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Of the second coming.
And so you see, though there's
Jesus
nothing
Christ.
Wrong if you're
and
for some reason
event,
have this urge to keep
be.
The
how
Passover,
want
I want you to know.
There.
Go ahead. But I why I don't is
I
right here.
I
am not hopping
there.
Over the greatest event in the
folks,
history of the universe and
I
looking back to something that
community.
Really has little meaning to me,
to
like it would have great meaning
that we
for the
have
Jews,
a biblical
because it is Calvary's cross
that makes communion
that has
even
brought
better,
me here and made me what I am. And what I'm looking for now is not a Mercedes Benz, but the second
just
coming
like
of Jesus
Christ.
Washed the disciples' feet.
And
just
so
like
why
Jesus
the Lord's
verbatim,
Supper?
It's like no one else is listening.
I'll show you why
he
the Lord's
said,
Supper.
So should you do as
I
have
thought the
done
children
to
would
you,
like that.
You should do to one another.
Let's take a look
and
at
1 so
Corinthians
And so doing, we are humbling
5,
ourselves
till
by the
time
the we come back for the emblems of
turning
his
there can
body,
tell me what
his
it says.
Shed blood, we are forgiven, and we can come back like
some.
This. Hallelujah. And we can take that
the
bread and go,
part,
oh, it's Jesus, thank you.
Therefore,
I don't
purge out
it.
The old
I
leaven.
I haven't earned it. I never can.
That is the Passover and Feast
me.
Of Unleavened
thank
Bread.
Thank you, Lord. And then when we drink that blood, I lost my place. We drink that grape juice.
Seven. Thank you.
That therefore, purge out the
blood.
Old leaven that you may be
you're
a new
in that
lump,
time,
folks.
Since
Revelation
you truly
are unleavened.
In the blood
for
of the
indeed,
Lamb.
Christ.
And I want you to enjoy
our what?
And to thoroughly
our
experience
Passover
the
Lamb
to God as we partake in this.
Was
so
sacrificed.
Take serious
the fulfillment
who you're
of the Passover
serve.
Was the cross of
remember,
Calvary.
This is
so without being critical of anybody else,
to make
here's why we don't keep the Passover.
Relationships.
We don't feel
way,
it necessary.
Visitor,
but if you do, go
we
ahead.
Have open communion. You need to know
but
that
we don't
if you've
because
never
Jesus
foot
washed
before.
then you can
Jesus
stay in here
the
with
Lamb
the children
God takes away the
for the children's
the
story, or you can
that
go
cross of
to the men's room
me
if you're a man and watch
and
how
what
the men do it. You don't have to participate. You
and
can observe.
Hopefully we'll keep
or
bringing
if you're a lady,
you
can go to the ladies' room and
we'll
you can observe
you
how the ladies watch one another's feet. They're back there.
So why the
in
Lord's
the fellowship,
Supper? Paul?
Because
or
we're looking
if you're a husband and wife,
two,
we
of
have
the
a
three
room
greatest
here
events.
In which
first
you can
wash
Bethlehem,
your spouse's
second
feet,
was Calvary,
and you can
and
look
third
in their eyes the way Jesus looked at Judas
of Jesus Christ,
and you can let their spouse
and what
know
an event that will
that
be.
You are honoring
and
them
so
by
notice,
washing
Passover
their feet,
is
and
looking
that you
back
want to be
at the Passover
to
experience
them,
forward
and then you switch
to the cross.
Places.
But communion
then we come back
looks
here
back
to
the
cross
the blue tape
and reminds us forward.
So
I want you to pause for a moment
of Jesus
and I'm
going
Christ to say a word of prayer.
And
then
what
I'd like
a
the
glorious
ladies to dismiss. That will be how many
and
of
the
you
men
want to be there?
I think we're back here.
The men and the couples
I
are down that
want
hall,
to be
straight
there
down the hall here,
folks.
And I want you to bow
I
your
want
heads
you to
with
love
me. Father,
communion.
Thank
I
you
want
for
you to understand
the Lord's Supper.
That we
have
a biblical understanding
that our existence
that makes
is because
communion
of Calvary
even better
and
because
our future
first
and hope
foremost
is the second
we go
coming of Jesus
and we
Christ
humble ourselves and,
now
wash one another's feet.
The part
just like Jesus
that you
washed
the
disciples'
feet.
And just like
man
Jesus said verbatim, and it's like no one else
woman
is listening, he
or
said, so should you do as I have
so
done
that we
to
may
you,
prepare
you should do to one
the other
another
person. To receive
and so
the
doing, we are humbling ourselves. So by the time we come back for the emblems of his broken body,
service,
his shed blood, we are forgiven, and we
Passover
can come back like this.
So Lord,
hallelujah,
bless and let the Holy Spirit.
And we can take that bread and go, oh,
and have
Jesus,
free reign,
thank you. I
so
don't deserve it. I haven't earned
like
it. I never can.
And less
you
like
did
us
it for me.
And
thank you,
for
Lord.
Hearing, because
and then
we
when we drink that blood,
in Jesus' name, amen.
We drink that grape juice, the wine that represents his blood. You're free in that blood, folks. In fact, Revelation says we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I want you to enjoy and to thoroughly experience the closeness of God as we partake in this. So please take serious who you're going to serve. Remember, this is a fantastic opportunity to make amends for any broken relationships. And by the way, if you're a guest here, a visitor, we have open communion. You need to know that if you've never foot washed before, then you can stay in here with the children for the children's story, or you can go to the men's room if you're a man and watch how the men do it. You don't have to participate, you can observe. Or if you're a lady, you can go to the ladies' room and you can observe how the ladies watch one another's feet. They're back there in the fellowship hall. Or if you're a husband and wife, we have a room here in which you can wash your spouse's feet and you can look in their eyes the way Jesus looked at Judas and you can let their spouse know that you are honoring them by washing their feet and that you want to be faithful to them. And then you switch places. And then we come back here to the blue tape. So I want you to pause for a moment. And I'm going to say a word of prayer. Then I'd like the ladies to dismiss. And the men, I think we're back here. Men and the couples are down that hall, straight down the hall here. And I want you to bow your heads with me. Father, thank you for the Lord's Supper, reminding us that our existence is because of Calvary and our future and hope is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And now would you choose the partner that you want us to serve, man to man or woman to woman or husband to wife, so that we may prepare the other person to receive the emblems and to fully benefit from your presence in this joyous service you have initiated at the Passover. So, Lord, bless to this end. Let the Holy Spirit be in charge here and have free reign so that we can lead more like you
and less like us. And thank you for hearing, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.